Welcome back to another episode of Niner Talk right here on 49ers.com. It's the show that answers your tweets and responds right back to you. I'm your host, Taylor Price, looking through your questions, ready to go for this week's show. Let's get right to it. Brian checks in with the first question on everyone's mind. Where does the offense need to step up to get back on track? Well, Brian, the good news is that Carolina was just one game. I don't think that performance was indicative of the talent on this year's team. The 49ers averaged 2.9 yards per play against Carolina, and that just won't happen again with this team. The 49ers without Vernon Davis for most of the game. He's been the team MVP behind Frank Gore, and the good news is that Mario Manningham continues to get back in the mix on the offensive game plan. We'll see how Vernon Davis responds to concussion tests this week, and if he's unable to play, that means more work for Frank Gore, Kendall Hunter, and LaMichael James. In trying times, the 49ers can rely on the ground attack to open everything up on offense. Our next question is, how is the team preparing for the game against the New Orleans Saints? Well, that's a great question. It's all about regrouping from the Panthers game. See what went wrong and what could have been done better, and apply that to the Saints game. There's no need to wallow. Jim Harbaugh talked about it, and he's absolutely right. The 49ers got to get back in the winning ways. The Saints are 5-0 at home, and they just dismantled the Cowboys on national TV. The 49ers have their work cut out for them this week, but they won't back down from the challenge. They never have, and they never will. Constant Season wants to know, is our Super Bowl window closing ajar, or is it slightly open? Well, I'd say the window is wide open. If the playoffs started this weekend, the 49ers would be a wild card team. And that's important because getting in the dance is all that counts. 10 wild card teams have been to the Super Bowl, 6 have won the entire thing. Danny Kerr checks in with our next question on Niner Talk. When do they expect Crabtree to be back? Danny, the hope is that it's mid to late November. Jim Harbaugh didn't rule out Crabtree for this week's game. He said, we'll see. But the Monday night game in Washington is more likely the outcome. The 49ers could activate Crabtree before the Week 12 road game and keep him inactive until he's ready to play. It's a fluid situation right now, and we'll have to keep monitoring the updates from Dr. Harbaugh. Our next question touches on the team's uniforms. Any chance will we switch it up next year and go back to the all-white or try all-gold? Well, the NFL makes the uniform rules that you have to make it 2 years in advance, so I don't think we'll see any all-gold uniforms in the future at Levi's Stadium. But personally, I'd like to see throwback threads. I'm a 1980s baby, and I love the cherry red uniforms of the 1980s, so I wouldn't mind seeing us go back to those retro threads. Moving on, our next question touches on Sunday's opponent. How will the secondary prepare for Drew Brees and the Saints offense? How will Eric Wright contribute? Nice work with the twofold question. I think the defense will study up on Drew Brees' game tape, and they'll see how they can limit the production of Jimmy Graham, his most targeted pass catcher. It also helps that the 49ers had 2 interceptions returned for touchdowns last year in New Orleans. The 49ers won by 10 points, and they'll take confidence from knowing that they went in there and won on the road. It also helps that Alden Smith will likely continue a nickel pass rusher role. The Saints like to go wide with 3, 4, 5 receivers at a time, and Alden Smith will be a pass rusher that'll have a big role in this game. Our last question from this week's show comes in from a friend of the program, Titus the Reader. He wants to know, what is the bro's official job title? The bro wears many hats around here. We look at him as the vice president of programming. He's also a bro personnel scout. And most important of all, he's the San Francisco 49ers CE Bro.